Aleishur Chelik Beis Daf Samech Aleph at the bottom. As a conclusion of this chapter, Hamusag Gadol Batira. This term, this phrase, a person is Gadol Batira. Doimele Matvash Merov Shemush Ibetzirasu. It resembles a coin that's been worn down by use. It's no longer clear anymore. Uchedei Leamid Einyan Al Maskuntoi Naamik Bo Yasei. In order to properly understand the matter, we're going to delve into it. Hare hamakuir lechol hamidays haptoivois. The source for all midays tovois, mitzvah salicha midrachav izbarach, is a mitzvah to follow in Hashem's ways. Velachen gam b'midas hagadlus, anenu levarer b'me nikah kadosh b'ru gadol. And therefore also in the midah of gadlus, we have to clarify, when do we apply the term gadol to kadosh b'ruchu? And then we can try and follow that. V'nich zeh anan, let's see for ourselves. The pasuk in Ba'is Chanan, Hashem Elohim says Moshe, you have begun to show me your greatness. Rashi is Godlecha, ze midas tuvcha. Rashi is quoting Chazal there, Godlecha refers to midas tuvcha, your goodness. V'chein ha-kasuv omer, we see elsewhere, v'ata yigdal nakoch Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Klal Yisrael, he appeals to the goydel of Hashem. That yigdal nakoach Hashem means obviously appealing to Hashem's chesed, his goodness. That's the raya from there. So godlecha is midas tuvcha. Im midas tuvo yisborach nikes godlecha. If the midah of goodness of Hashem is called your greatness, bevaday gedoyla ad meoid. Well, surely it's very, very great. Ad hechani magas tilmad me'agmara b'chois daf nun ches amud alef. Let's see from that Gemara how far it goes. The Gemara that discusses this pasuk that you say in Adavani, Lecha Hashem HaGedula VaGvura VaTiferes, that pasuk. So it begins, Lecha Hashem HaGedula, commentary, Zoi Ma'aseh V'Reishis, says the Gemara. Hashem's greatness is reflected in Ma'aseh V'Reishis. V'Chein Omer, another pasuk, how he says, Gedoilois Ad Ein Cheker. Hashem does Gedoilois, again, great things, which is a reference to Ma'aseh V'Reishis. V'Masnis Atana V'Shmede Rabbi Akiva, Lecha Hashem HaGedula, again that pasuk, Zoi Kriyas Yam Suf. Hashem's greatness is manifested in Kiryas Yam Suf. Says the author, Hari Shnei Giluim Shel Galdus Izbara, two revelations of Hashem's greatness, Ma'aseh V'Reishis, which is Bi'as Ilam Molei Zeh Yesh Me'ayin, creation of this entire world Yesh Me'ayin, U'Kiryas Yam Suf, which is Hafichas Yam La'Yabasha. Hari Tuvo Izbarach Be'Mevadim Elohim. You see over here Hashem's goodness in a godly scale, on a great scale, tremendous, indescribable miracle of creating this entire world and then turning Yam Suf to dry land. Let's add another revelation of Hashem's Gadlus. Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach in Tehillim Memches. It begins Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach Gadol Hashem Umhulal Meoid Beir Elokeinu in the city of a God, Har Kodshei. Asks the Midrash, Elokeinu Eine Gadol Elo Beiroi Bilvad. Why does the pasuk describe Hashem as great in Yerushalayim, in his city? Hashem is great everywhere. The answer is this: Ela amru bnei Korach. Bnei Korach was saying the following: Gadol Hashem b'ma she'asa b'iroi u'b'mikdashei. Hashem's greatness is revealed; it is manifest in what he did specifically in his city and in the Beis Hamikdash. Of course, he's equally great everywhere, but it's manifested in what he did in the city as follows. V'chein omer, another pasuk, Hashem betziyoin gadol v'ram hu al kol amim. Davka in tziyoin, it's manifested. Ha'asa, lomar, be'iroi asaken, be'amim l'kol sheken. It does so in the city, and certainly also. V'chein ha'kasuv omer, ki hinei ba'ir asher nikra shmi oleha, in that city specifically, anochi meichel hara. That's where the evil will begin, v'atem hinake tinaku. In other words, the calamity began from Yerushalayim. Beir Elokeinu. That's the meaning of this emphasis in the city of our God. The author will now explain it in more detail. Gam zoi gedulas izbarach. This is also an aspect of Hashem's greatness. Sheloi chosach al iroi mikdash. He didn't spare his own city and his mikdash. He didn't spare it. V'chashem atzav ha'am lo haya ra'uy oid li'matzeh ha'shchenem v'sechuy. When the state of the nation was such that it was not worthy anymore to support the Shechina within it, Hechiriv ho'ir v'amikdash. Hashem allowed the city and the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. Gam gadlus zoi mituvo amiti. This gadlus is also part of his goodness. Sheyachol lechakois ad shiyu reuyim le'ashas shenasei. He is capable of waiting until the people are ready, they are fitting, they are worthy for the Shechina to be among them. as follows. 26 generations, he waited until Matan Torah. That's a statement of Chazal itself, that there were 26 generations until the Torah was given. Me'az chika arba mois shana ad binyan Beis HaMikdash, then another 400 years until the Beis HaMikdash was built. Shiv'im shana chika lebinyan HaBayis HaSheni, another 70 years he waited until the second Beis HaMikdash was built. Ve'ze alpaim shana u'mechakei ad shiyuchal libanes HaBayis HaShlishi. He's been waiting for 2,000 years odd to build the third Beis HaMikdash. Ve'uyis borach mechakei, he waits u'mechashev esakeitz la'asis, kema'amar ba'al ha'agadah shel Pesach, as we say in the Haggadah, he's calculating the end, waiting. Those are the three revelations. Says the author, "Nisboinen b'ze, shekol shloishis agiluyim ha'ele klolim be'godlecha zoi midas tuvcha." If we reflect on this, that these three revelations that we discussed above are included in this statement, "Godlecha, your greatness, zoi midas tuvcha, is your goodness." Ne'ra'im anu mishtomimim al gadlusei ve'rumemusei. We're astonished about this. Achloi le'teru rumemusei z'baruchmanu kan. But that's not our purpose. That's right here. We're not here discussing Hashem's exaltedness here. Ela lilmoid, rather what we want to do in this last part of the chapter, is to learn kitzad nochal lekayem veholachto bidrachav b'midas gedulosei. How we follow, because that's the imperative to us, veholachto bidrachav, walk in his ways, in the particular aspect of gadlus, of greatness. Ve'ad kama she'anu miskashim lilmoid migdulosei latzmenu, even though it's exceedingly difficult to apply concepts that apply to Hashem to us, to learn from Hashem's greatness to us. Nonetheless, kan mizgalim lanu hamimadim hanechonim shel gadlus. At least we learn something about the scale of gadlus, so that we don't use the word too often, too flippantly. As follows, yitachen lo das shas velo liyos gadol. This is a profound statement. It's possible to be conversant with shas and not to be a gadol batira. It's a prerequisite, perhaps, but one, it's not sufficient, necessary but not sufficient. One can know Shas and be very able and still not be a Gadol Batira. Furthermore, Yitachin Lios Mechadesh Gadol, Velo Lios Gadol. It's possible to be a great innovator and really to have insight and analysis, not to be a Gadol Batira. Simanei HaGadlus Lemasek Vatianu Lemala. The three actual indications of Gadlus we described above. We said Das, Yegi'ah, and Hasagah. Those three, and we describe them in detail in paragraph base. Those are the indicators of gadlus. Bishloisha inene halicha mitrachav shebegadlus amdim kali inunei alamdim. So the three concepts that we saw above to do with gadlus, we learn maya gadlus bechol tokpa v'rememusa. We learn what gadlus is, and we're going to give examples in a moment. Zei gadlusam shel gedolei hadorot shezachah lahem haklal Yisrael. We'll see in the examples it gives now how these gedolim followed Hashem's ways in gadlus. It's best seen from the examples. Yesh gadol asher yetzirasei b'vchinas yesh me'ayin. So we said above, one of the aspects of Hashem's gedula is that he created maaseh v'rishis. Mamash yesh me'ayin, to create something from nothing. So we have gedolim like that. They innovated something almost yesh me'ayin. She'asa davar sheloi kadmu lo acherim. He did something unprecedented. Elehem she'ach Hagoyin Rav Chaim Volozhin Yeshivasos. For example, Rav Chaim Volozhin starting the whole yeshiva movement in the modern age. That is unprecedented. Ever since the times of the Gemara, suddenly to begin, yeah, that's why Volozhin was the mother of yeshivos, Emma yeshivos. That's the type of thing we're speaking about. Yesh me'ayin. Hagoyin Rav Chaim in Brisk Bederch Limudoy. Really revolutionary new ways of analyzing Gemaras. Mamash an innovator, yesh me'ayin, what Rav Chaim Brisk, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik did. Va'gon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter b'Musaroi, to found the whole movement of Musar, it was, so to speak, yesh me'ayin. It's an aspect of yesh me'ayin. Of course, it's not like Hashem creating an entire world from nothing. So that's one example. Yesh gadol ofech yam layabasha. So that was the second indication of Hashem's gadlus, that was Rabbi Akiva, who said Hashem's gedula, Hashem's greatness is measured through Kriyas Yam Suf. So we have Gdolim who do that. They turn the sea into dry land. Bayam derech uvimayim azim nesivan. Now that's a pasuk from Yeshayahu. The author is just using that. Venosin bayam derech to place a path in the sea. Kazeh hagra b'seirah. So that's like the Goin in his Torah, Uchvish Esam Avinu Chaim Evoloshim Hakdam Asuri Bro Agra Harasifa Detzniusa. Okay. And then the third aspect, V'yesh Gadoy Lamuchan Lakriv Mif'al Chayav Leman Taras Emes. So the third aspect of Hashem's God was, we saw that he didn't spare his own city. When it is necessary, he allowed it to be destroyed. So here we're saying, the Agdoilim who are prepared to sacrifice the entire life work on the altar of truth, to just to, for the sake of truth, to give up everything. Like the Netziv, Shebochar Biskiras Yeshivasoi, he opted that Volozhin should be closed down. Rather than allowing the Russian government to introduce secular studies into the yeshiva as they demanded. So he gave up on it. The whole yeshiva closed. V'yesh gadoil asher b'chochol amtin shanim rabois. The gadolim who have the power. Again, to remember we said about Hashem, he waited 400 years and then another 70 years and 2,000 years to wait and to wait and to wait. So we have gadolim, they have the power. Lamtin shanim rabois, to wait many years. Ad shegale l'ruim, for the time when it's appropriate to reveal some to somebody who's worthy, davar echad mim keser asayit, something from the depths of the Torah that is acquired. K'rav Simcha Zissel Mikelm, like the Alter Mikelm, shegila letalmid muvhak, davar shechzik be'atzmo b'meshech 25 shanim. He revealed to one of his closest talmidim something that he had held within himself for 25 years, because it wasn't appropriate to reveal it beforehand. Only at that point, after 25 years, was it shaykh. Tikzar hayeriyah milimneiskan. This is a Talmudic expression. Yeah, it's we don't have enough space. It means tikzar hayeriyah milimneis. We simply lack sufficient space over here. Lefi simanim eile, according to these indicators that we've learned in this chapter, hamoyin gdolei dorois. We could have discussed many gdolim, bifrat midorois avin, especially from generations past. Dai bazele yelenu, but this should be sufficient for Ben Tera. It's enough here to make the point. Shenizaher, we should be careful. Sheloi naktin esatuer haram gadol b'tera. We should not diminish through overuse, like the coin that you spoke about, that's so used it becomes worn down. We should not diminish the exalted term gadol b'tera. It is an exalted term. And gadol b'tera has these indicators, as we spoke about, of das, of yegia, of hasaga. One should not use it too cheaply. In the 50, 60 years since the author has written this, it's become much more of a problem. It's a terrible disease in our days, this relentless pursuit for titles. So that every Tom, Dick, and Schmendrick who's been to rabbi school for 2 years is already a rov, and every community rabbi is a poisek, and every Rosh Hashiva is Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla. Such exaggeration in this thing, such an inflation in terminology. One should be careful not to abuse these terms. Adkan.